We appreciate you visiting the Chapman Highway Church of Christ website. Let's take just a few minutes and listen to Tim Shepherd, our local evangelist, as he gives us something to think about.
In Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6, the Bible says, "But without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him." Three things to keep in mind about this passage. Faith is essential. We will never be able to please God without it. We also see that we must believe that God is. That is, we must believe that God is real. We also see that we need not only believe that God is real, but that we must believe what God says. His Word is the standard of truth. As you consider these things, keep in mind the great promises of God, and trust totally that He will make good on His promises. In the forgiveness of our sins, Jesus in Mark 16, verse 15 and 16 said, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned." In the many things that one can do in their lives that would separate them from God, God has given assurance that through our obedience to the gospel, He would cleanse us from our sins. My friend, trust in God's promise of salvation. As we live each day, in Matthew 6 and verse 33, Jesus said, "But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." No matter how trying things may be, God has promised He would make a way, and we must believe that. Don't allow the devil to rob you of the promises of God. As we deal with the world in which we live, Paul in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 33 said, "Do not be deceived. Evil company corrupts good habits." We are influenced by the people that we are around. I know that we cannot escape the world, but let us be sober, not deceiving ourselves into thinking that in all the evil that exists, that if we involve ourselves in it, that somehow that it will not affect us. My friend, take comfort in the fact that God is, and take comfort in the fact that God's Word is sure. Just something to think about.